Well, the public believed that it was a temporary plan when seeing that the office had closed in July, and we all expected it to open up again once the summer months were over. And when it didn't open up again, I started to inquire with the department and asked a question of the minister as to why it hadn't opened. And it's clear that this wasn't temporary, that the drop-in revenue centre now is closed, has been withdrawn from the Donegal area without any consultation and no plans in the immediate or long term to reopen it again. And I think that is simply unacceptable, and it's another example of how services in rural areas have been stripped away from our county.
And the fact remains, as well as issues relating to tax payment, VAT and so on, this also would have dealt with issues including VRT, and that's an extremely important one in Donegal.
It is, and you know, they're pointing out that there still is a drop-in centre in Letterkenny, one that plays by many people right across the county. But Donegal is a vast county. There's people from Glencolumbkill, from Bundoran that have been coming up to the Donegal office. It is catered for that area, and I've, you know, speaking to people that are very, very annoyed at the fact that it was done without consultation, but that the service has been taken away from them. It is making it more difficult now for them to deal with their tax affairs in a prompt and proper manner. And, you know, I'm calling on the minister to re-examine this issue, to have a proper consultation and to look at reopening that service.
They'll claim this is a money-saving venture as such. Have you any indication as to how much the service was costing?
No, there's no idea whatsoever. And it's not a case, to my knowledge, that any staff have been withdrawn from the service. Is just a case that the public cannot use it. You know, the people are still there. It just means that the doors are locked to the public. So I would find it difficult to find to see how this could be a money-saving service. I believe it's just systematic of what's happening in Donegal and in rural areas. We see it with the banks, where you can't go in to exchange coins or lodgements on certain days of the week. And now we have it with the revenue. When you're trying to deal with your tax affairs, that you can't actually deal in person with the revenue officials because of this drive to automated and online, which is satisfactory for many people. I deal with my own tax affairs online through the Ross system, but for many others it's not satisfactory, and there are times when you have to deal with the tax person over the counter in a face-to-face way, and that now has been made more onerous as a result of that decision.